Welcome everyone to this hour and a half, 90 minute yoga class called Gratitude, Grace, and Grit. So for today, we'll be doing a mixture of asana, breathing practices, pranayama practices, relaxation, and a meditation practice at the end. So the pranayama practices will both be vigorous, just a little bit, not too vigorous, more energetic than vigorous, and also a quieting pranayama practice at the end. So get what you need so that you can sit comfortably and do your practice comfortably. And just gather what you need. If you do have a block or something like that, a pillow or something, we'll be doing some strengthening when we stand up. So you may need that. And welcome. Yay, I'm glad you're here. This is a week of gratitude. How do we give thanks? And I think one of the things about gratitude is that it really, really helps to be nourished, to be fed, to be comfortable in your own skin. And then gratitude is more of an expression of the heart, rather than something that you're efforting to do. So during this class, what I'd like to remind you is use it to nourish yourself and take care of yourself. Use it to recognize and acknowledge yourself. And then you'll have gratitude for yourself as well. And grace, what exactly is grace? Well, in yoga, if we look at it as prana or prana shakti, that self-guided intelligent force of pure consciousness, it streams through us all the time. It's always here, but often we lose contact with that, especially when the world is so inviting and our habits of mind are so focused outward. So grace really is already present inside of us, with us, around us, always. And what we want to do in this class is experience that. And one of the things that grace helps us with is letting go or softening or even detaching from the habits of mind that keep us from knowing that grace is always with us. And so we'll work on that. It's called Vairagya in yoga. It's in Sutra 115, the first chapter of the book, just how to detach from the mental habits that keep us from knowing our own grace. And grit. Grit is that courage, that determination to look inside, to have faith with turning inside. In yoga, is defined as abhyasa, that ardent effort to retain, not to make up, but to retain the peaceful inward flow of mind, free of roaming tendencies. So rather than letting our mind just freely roam outside, we draw it back in where we can acknowledge who we are and what we're doing, and then we can go back out into the world with more grit, more grace, and more gratitude. One more thing is in the Yoga Sutras, it says that in Ishvara Pranidhana, it's really about having faith, living in the faith that we are unconditionally loved. And so many times it's easy to forget that. So many ways to be distracted from that. So again, this class is really about nourishing, about making contact with your own streams of grace, the prana that moves through you all the time, and also really some self-effort to overcome the inertia that sets in when we spend too much time really just listening to what the outer world tells us about who we are and what we're doing and all the problems that we're facing and all the challenges that are here. So With that in mind, gratitude, grace, and grit, please lie down on your mat in crocodile. And breath is the outermost form of prana shakti. So we'll pay attention to the breath throughout this practice. So as you lie down in crocodile, forehead resting on the forearms, I'll show you if anyone is not familiar with that or doesn't know. So it's really just crossing your forearms on the floor, laying down with your tummy on the floor, and then resting your forehead right on your forearms. Stay here and settle in for just a few moments. If this pose is really uncomfortable for you, then go ahead and lie on your back and rest your hands right on your tummy area. Otherwise, just stay in crocodile for a moment. It turns you away from the world. And hopefully you can still hear my voice. You don't need to see me in this. And first, notice your body. Notice if there are any places of discomfort or pain in your body. And rather than ignore them or bypass them, just bring your kindness here. Often we overlook these places hoping they'll go away. And what if instead we just take a moment and be kinder to ourselves, where the body might be uncomfortable or in pain, either chronically or just today. And then also notice where you are emotionally, just what's going on for you. There's so much that can be happening right now. There's so much information coming from the world that can cause us emotional distress, grief, sorrow, anger, hatred, frustration. So just notice where you are emotionally. It could be joyful or happy as well. And again, if you have discomfort in your emotional self, bring kindness there. Bring greater compassion there. You can just draw your awareness there. The breath follows your awareness. And the breath is ultimately kind, guided by prana, which is that benevolent form of grace, that vibration of pure consciousness that is benevolence. And then also notice where you are mentally, what's going on in your mind. Distracted, disturbed, dull, single-pointed, or even immersed in its own grace and its own light. Just notice the condition of your mind. And again, if there are any gricky places, places of discomfort, mental stress or anguish, bring your kindness there. Now take your attention to the breath. Without altering it, just noticing, are there jerks or pauses in the breath? And those indicate that something's going on. Something is going on with us mentally or emotionally. But as we soften and not fight with ourselves, the jerks get less, the pauses become minimal, and eventually they disappear. But take your time. This is effortless. So you're not trying to make something happen. Just notice your experience of the breath right now. And again, relax where you can. If you find jerkiness in the breath, then relax right there, right where that jerk happens, to the best of your ability. And if you can't relax and the jerk is still there, then be kinder, be more compassionate, because something's happening there. Some sorrow that is still attached, some pain, some distress. And then notice if the breath is even. The inhale really is about self-effort, that grit, that determination, but not so much that you're forcing it. And the inhale is nourishing and kind. So you get over that initial inertia. And the inhale is effortless, kind, sweet, gentle. The exhale is guided by grace, that softening, that letting go. Letting go of the way that you hold yourself. Softening where pain or distress has taken over the mind or the body. So the inhale and the exhale are even. There's an equal amount of self-effort and grace. And the breath now can be deep without effort at all, without any effort making it deep. It's just there. It's more present. Your awareness of it is deeper. And as you relax more and more and soften your throat, the breath gets quieter. So there's a stillness about the breath, even in its movement. Quietness. At the end of the inhale, relax. The exhalation comes without a pause, without a gap. At the end of the exhale, let that inhalation as well begin without a gap or without a pause. So there's that tiny bit of effortless self-effort that begins the inhalation. The breath becomes seamless. So prana, that grace, is always flowing, marked by the breath. That is continuous, seamless. Now you have an assessment of where your breath is and these qualities of an effortless breath. Bring your attention to the legs and activate the inner thighs. Bring the legs together so that whether you're lying on your back or you're lying on your tummy, bring the legs together, activating the inner thighs. Now, draw the buttocks together, hug the tailbone, draw the pubic bone towards the navel, and lengthen the low back in this pelvic tilt. Keep breathing. And now draw the pelvic floor up and in. So you're doing a root lock, Mula Bandha. And now if you're lying on your tummy, see if you can lift the legs only an inch from the floor, not more, just an inch. Keep extending through the legs. Make the legs long. And if you're lying on your back, then press the heels into the floor with a little bit of strength. So you activate the whole back of the legs, whether you're on your back or on your tummy. And now relax everything. Breathe fully, deeply. Notice the experience of the pelvis and the legs. So you've activated, you've let go. Notice the experience. And now do this again. So activate the legs, bring them together, press them together. Engage the buttocks, roll the pubic bone towards the navel so you tilt the pelvis, keeping the low back long. And then do your root engagement, Mula Bandha. Keep breathing, and now lift the legs if you're on your tummy or and just an inch, maybe two at the most. And press your heels into the floor if you're on your back. Again, activating the legs from the pelvis all the way down through the heels. Activate. And then release. Breathe. And now notice the experience of your legs. So there's more movement. There's more life. That's what we want. And now come up into table pose. So as you exhale, we're still going to work with the breath. As you exhale, draw the tummy in round the back. And as you inhale, release the tummy, extend the spine. And again, as you exhale, round, press the tummy in, and as you inhale, release. Do this two or three more times. Gather the tummy as you exhale and press it back up into the low back area. And as you inhale, stretch, release the abdomen completely and extend the spine. So you're really working the abdominal area. This is the pranic hub of the body. So you can actually begin to increase prana shakti here, and then it'll flow more easily throughout your whole body. Okay, now come back to neutral and separate your hands a little wider, separate your knees a little wider. And as you exhale, I'll turn so you can see what I'm doing. As you exhale, you'll do the same thing, but now just on the right side. Exhale, move over to the right as you drop your tummy. Actually, that's an inhale. Sorry. Inhale, move over to the right. And as you exhale, lift this tummy up, not with your hands like I'm doing, but with the muscles inside. And then come back to center and release. And do this three or four times on the right. So you're just making this oval. And as you move all the way to the outer edge of the oval, you exhale, draw the tummy up and in, bring it all the way back. And as you inhale, release the tummy and swing it back over to the right. So a total of about 4 to 6 times, do that. So you're working all these glands and organs on the right side, and then come back to neutral and rest in child's pose. Just rest and breathe. And experience what you experience. So notice the right side, notice the left side. And then come back up. And with the wide stance on your feet and hands, again, this time go over to the left. Inhaling, swing over. As you exhale, draw up and in, come back to center, and release on the inhale. And do this the same number of times. So now you're really working those internal glands and organs on the left. Do it 4 to 6 times, whatever you did on the other side. Really squeezing out those habits of the body that then create habits in the mind of not being able to digest, not being able to absorb, not being able to eliminate, not having the knowledge, the intelligence of the cells available to you. And then when you've finished an equal number on that side, then again, rest in table pose or child's pose or even back in crocodile. And assess, what's your experience? Where's life happening? And then come back up to table pose. And this time, as you exhale, you can have your feet just a tiny bit wider than your hips and your hands just maybe underneath your shoulders or maybe a little bit wider. And this time, as you exhale, draw without lifting the knees, draw the inner thighs together. So again, you're engaging those inner thigh muscles. Draw those together and then engage the buttocks, lift the pelvic floor, and draw the pubic bone towards the navel. And as you inhale, release front panel of the pelvis, pelvic floor, buttocks, and thighs. So same thing we did on the floor, but now in a rolling motion. So you're waking up the pelvis, the inner thighs, the pelvic floor, the back of the pelvis, the front of the pelvis. So it's an engaging of the inner thighs, buttocks, pelvic floor, and front panel of the pelvis as you exhale. And then as you inhale, release front panel, pelvic floor, buttocks, and inner thighs. Do that about 2 or 3 more times so that you create this. It's said that the pelvis is Svadhisthana, in her own abode, which means the abode of Shakti, the abode of this powerful creative energy. So if we want to create more gratitude in our life, have more grit in our life, have more grace in our life, we need to wake it up. And then rest. Breathe. Rest in whatever position is comfortable for you. And take note. What's the experience now? And now we're going to do a very simple calming sun salute from child's pose. So we're not going to be standing on our feet. If you are in a chair, you can stay seated in the chair and just lift up, you just use your arms. So let me show you what we're doing, because it'll be hard for you to see once we've done it, once you're in the pose. So we start in child's pose and we work with the breath. So in the inhale, come up, come all the way up. And then as you exhale, turn to your right, release the arms all the way down in time with the exhalation. And then when the arms are down, the inhale begins, coming up and up and up, turn back to center. And as you exhale again, turn to the left, bring the arms down with the exhalation. So you're moving with the breath. And as you inhale, you come all the way up and back to center. And on the next exhale, you come back into child's pose, moving with the breath. Stay here for one or two breaths, and then we'll do it again. So start in your child's pose. Inhale, coming up and up and up and up. Exhale, turn to your right, bringing the arms down with the breath. And as you inhale, bring the arms back up, back to center. Exhale to the left, work with the breath. Inhale, arms come up and back to center, and release into child's pose. Take two or three breaths here. And as you're ready, inhale up. Take your time, follow the breath. Exhale to the left. Inhale back up and to center. Exhale to the right. Inhale up, back to center. Exhale into child's pose. Stay here for one or two breaths. Assess and release. Relax. And now come back into table pose. So now you've worked with the breath a little bit in a very gentle movement. And now we'll do a more challenging, a more self-effort movement. So bird dog. As you exhale, bring the right arm in and the left knee in. And as you inhale, reach with both. Right arm goes out, left leg goes out and back. And you lift, not so much your head, but your leg and your upper body. And then as you exhale, come in again. And as you inhale, reach. Follow your own breath and do this four or five times on this side. Be strong. And as you're ready, rest. Take a moment, breathe. And then come up to do the other side. So take a breath in. And as you exhale, draw in the left arm and the right knee. And as you inhale, reach and lift. Exhaling in, follow your own breath. Inhaling, reach. And again, four or five times on this side, follow your breath. Be strong, but don't push yourself too far. And then as you finish, rest again. You can rest in table pose or child's pose, whatever's comfortable for you. And assess, where's the energy now? Now reach out and come into downward facing dog. And rather than it being a stagnant dog, pedal your feet. Make sure that you're moving here. You can move with the breath. Make sure you're breathing. Or just move. Open up the calves. Be strong in the arms. Relax the head. And then find your place of stillness. Don't force it on yourself. Simply find it for yourself. And then from here, bring your right foot forward and bring your back knee down. Come up into a lunge, a low lunge, drawing the pelvis forward. Let the spine be long. And in that length, take your right hand on your right thigh and turn towards your right. And now breathe as if the whole spine could breathe. So you follow the spine. As you inhale, follow the spine upward. And as you exhale, follow the spine down. And then release. Bring the right leg back. Come back into downward facing dog. Pedal your feet a little bit. And then bring the left leg forward for, again, a low lunge. Keep your spine long and then turn it towards the left. Breathe deeply into the tummy so you're still breathing diaphragmatically. And again, follow the spine as you breathe. As you inhale, bring your awareness up the spine. And as you exhale, bring your awareness back down the spine. So you're following body awareness with the breath. And then release. Come back into downward facing dog. Move around until you can find that inner stillness. And then once you find that inner stillness, settle into that. And as you're ready, you can walk the feet forward or hop them forward, coming into a forward fold. Keep the knees bent as you need to. And then on an inhale, bend the knees even more, like you're going to sit down. And instead, come up on that inhale. And then release the arms back down on the exhale. And then shake out the arms. Roll the shoulders around. And shake out the legs even. Now, if you have a block or a pillow, take your block and place it between your thighs. So the thighs are maybe hip distance apart, a little wider, a little narrower, doesn't matter, just so they're close. And then take your hands on your waist area, your upper pelvic area. And as you exhale, lift the pelvic floor and bend the knees. And then as you inhale, come back up. You're engaging the block with your inner thighs the whole time, lifting the pelvic floor as well. So again, as you exhale, bend the knees. And as you inhale, come up. Once more, as you exhale, bend the knees. This time, stay there. And as you inhale, bring the arms up as far as comfortable. You can have this right angle position. You can have them straight up. Whatever works best for you. And then as you inhale, come up again. And as you exhale, bring the arms down. Shake out the arms. And we'll do this one more time. This time we'll stay. So as you inhale, bring the arms up. And as you exhale, bend the knees. Keep breathing. Keep the pelvic floor lifted. And as you exhale again, sit back a little bit. Lean forward, but keep the back long. And then as you're ready, inhale the legs up. Exhale the arms down. Set the block aside. Shake out the arms, shake out the legs. Now, Agnisara. So we want to not only increase our awareness of pranashakti, but increase the pranashakti that's in our body so that we know that grace is there no matter what circumstance we're in our life. We want to know that it's there. And it takes our faith, it takes our determination, and it takes our courage to know that grace is there, even in circumstances outside our being that don't look so great. So bend the knees, rest forward. We've done this before, so it's just a matter of doing it again, standing. So as you exhale, activate the inner thighs, the buttocks, lift the pelvic floor, draw the lower tummy in, and also draw the upper tummy in. And as you inhale, relax upper, lower tummy, pelvic floor, buttocks, and thighs. So from the side, it looks like this. I'm working with the breath. I exhale, engage, 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 and lift. And as I inhale, I release and release and release and fill. Remember, the exhale is engagement and lifting, and the inhale is filling, releasing, softening, nourishing, replenishing. The exhale, loosening the grip of suffering. Inhale, release, release, soften. And do that about 3 or 4 more times. So you engage upward and release downward. Now, if you have untreated high blood pressure, untreated heart disease, detached retina, glaucoma, hiatal hernia, if you've had recent surgery, then you wouldn't want to put so much pressure on yourself. Then you could do the abdominal squeeze if it's appropriate for you, or the pelvic floor lift, but don't put them together if you have any of those conditions. Or if you're menstruating or pregnant, those conditions too, you don't want to put these together. So do what's right for you. Trust your body. And also, if you've just eaten, don't do this. Wait till the time when your tummy's empty. And then come into standing. Shake out the arms. Close your eyes or soften your gaze. And just, again, assess. Remember that the inhale is really, there's a tiny bit of self-effort to overcome the inertia at the end of the exhale, but it's so seamless. It's effortless effort. In the Yoga Sutras, it's called Prayatna Shaitilya, which means effort without tension. And that's really what we want here today, that grit. It's effort, but there's no tension involved. There's no fear involved. There's no anxiety involved. It's just a slight amount of effort. And then the exhalation is guided by grace, that force of pranashakti that is kind, that is the intelligence of consciousness. And then when you're ready, actually we'll work with the shoulders a little bit before we do this next bit. So bring your hands to your shoulders, and as you inhale, draw the elbows up and up and up and up and up and up, and release the arms out and out and down as you exhale, 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 and then begin your inhale up and up and up and exhale down. Try that 2 or 3 more times. So you bring the elbows as close together, even can cross. So you're really working the back of the body between the shoulder blades and up. So the whole shoulder girdle is lifting up and up and up as you inhale, and down and down and down as you exhale. One more time, crossing up and up, and exhaling down. Pause, breathe. Notice the upper body now. Notice the heart area. Remember, gratitude is an expression of the heart, but when it's been so compressed and so tight and so scared and so grief-stricken, it's really hard to have that expression be free. So as we stir things up, we give more freedom to the heart to be what it's meant to be kind, to be grateful, to be compassionate, to be loving and forgiving. So we undo these bindings of grief and sorrow and loss and what the world tells us. And we don't glue ourselves to the experience of sorrow. It doesn't mean we'll never have it. It means that we don't let it take shape in our body. We don't let our body take the shape of sorrow, take the shape of grief. We give our body the freedom to express the underlying core of our being, which is grace, which is compassion, which is intelligence. So let's free up a little bit more. This time, we started here, and now we'll start here. So as you inhale, bring the arms up and up and up, and then bring the hands down your back, bring the elbows across the chest together, and as you exhale. And then as you inhale, up and up and up and up again. And as you exhale, bring the arms down and across. And then inhale. Follow your own breath, but work with the breath. So you're just going down on the exhale and up and up and really reaching on the inhale and down on the exhale and reaching up on the inhale. And make it pleasurable. Make it fun. Don't make it stiff. Okay? Loosen the stiffness from your heart. And then release. Now, separate your feet wider. We'll continue to loosen just a little bit more of the upper body. So in this one, you don't have to follow just with the breath because it's a more dynamic movement, but do make sure you're breathing. So inhale, we'll inhale to start. Inhale and then over to one side and back and over to the other side. And we can inhale up if that works for you. So it's a swinging, it's a freedom that you want to give the whole heart space through the ribs, through the sternum, through the collarbones, through the shoulder blades in the back, the spine in the back. So there's this great freedom. So the heart can express itself and it can be nourished. And then relax. And let every breath you take, every inhale and every exhale, nourish the heart where it may have become depleted, because it's fending off so much information from the outer world. So nourish it and reclaim the natural inherent grace that is the vibration of the heart. And then come to the front of your mat, or if you're not on a mat, just we're going to be doing some poses where we take a big step back. So make sure you have room. And again, we'll work with the breath. Take your hands on your pelvis or on your waist. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, step as far back as you can comfortably, but you're still facing the front foot. And on your next exhale, bend the front knee, just so the knee is just over the ankle. And as you inhale, come back up. And as you exhale, go down again. Keep that back leg strong. As you inhale, come up. And as you exhale, go down again. And this time as you inhale, bring the arms up. Again, you can have them just alongside the ears, or you can have them in a right angle position. On your next exhale, bring the arms down. Use the whole length of the inhale to bring the arms back up. And then on your next inhale, unbend the knee. And as you exhale, come into the pose. Warrior one. Stay here, find stillness in this pose for two or three breaths. And then take a deep breath in. Unbend the knee to turn and face the long edge of your mat as you release the arms down to shoulder height. And as you exhale, bend the knee. As you inhale, bring the arms up, bring the knee up. And as you exhale, arms down, knee bends. Stay here. Keep breathing. Turn your head to look over the front leg. Find stillness in the pose. On your next inhale, unbend the knee, bring the arms up. And as you exhale, come back into Warrior One. Stay here for a breath. On your next inhale, lift the back heel up. And as you exhale, lean forward like we did in chair pose. And then on an inhale, bring that back leg up, just like we did in bird dog, reaching out with the fingers and the back heel. And as you exhale, release. Release the arms down and bring that back leg forward. And now pause. Breathe. Now follow the breath. So you're standing in Tadasana or some form of a standing pose. And as you inhale, follow the awareness of the body from the feet all the way up to the crown of your head. And as you exhale, follow body awareness all the way down to your feet. And do this two or three times. And then come to your standing position for coming into Virabhadrasana, or Warrior One, on the other side. So you'll step back with your right foot. And as you exhale, bend the knee. And as you inhale, straighten the leg. And as you exhale, bend the knee. Follow your own breath and do this again. So you're moving into the pose with the breath. And then as you're ready, inhale the arms up and exhale the arms down. And then inhale the leg up and exhale the leg down. And now inhale the arms up and stay here. Continue breathing. One or two breaths. Finding stillness in the pose. And then as you're ready, inhale and exhale. And again, inhale, straighten the leg, exhale, release the arms to the long edge of your mat. And as you exhale again, bend the knee. So again, Warrior Two. As you inhale, come up with the arms and up with the leg. As you exhale, move back down. So work with the breath. So it's not you doing the pose so much. It's really the breath that's lifting you up, that's releasing you down. It's that self-effort. It's grace. So there's something deep within that is supporting you. And then stay in the pose. Turn your head to a comfortable position and find stillness. Find that joyful grace of stillness that is inside, supporting you, guiding you, protecting you. And then inhale the arms up, the leg up, turn back to Warrior One as you exhale. And then as you're ready, inhale the back heel up, exhale forward, inhale, lift that back leg up, and reach. Make that self-effort. Even if you wobble, it's okay, or fall out of the pose, that's okay. And then as you're ready, bend the knee. Come up, release the arms down. Take a moment, stand in Tadasana. Shake out the arms, roll the shoulders around. And then notice the breath. It may be a little shaky. That's okay. Underneath that shakiness, there's a vibrancy. There's a inner strength that you've awakened through your intention, through your courage, through your determination. There's an inner strength that supports you always. See if you can find a way in this position standing to rest in that inner strength. Let it be your experience, not mine, not your friends. Let it be your experience. And then, as you're ready, just take your hands on your hips, bend the knees as you exhale. Take a breath in here, and then as you exhale further, bend the knees further and release the hands towards the floor. Take a moment here. And then when you're ready, step back into downward facing dog. And then on an exhale, bring the knees to the floor, stretch the legs back, and come into this position for a Sphinx posture. And rather than let your chest sink, see if you can rise up in the chest. So the elbows are just under the shoulders. The legs are strong, like they were at the very beginning. So you engage the buttocks lightly, draw the pelvic floor in, engage the inner thighs, draw the pubic bone towards the navel. So your strength comes from a deeper source within. On your next exhale, lengthen the spine as you tilt the pelvis a little bit more. And then as you inhale, nourish your spine with that breath. All the way up the spine as you inhale. Releasing internally all the ways that the spine holds on to old habits as you exhale. All the ways the spine keeps you from freedom. Release those as you exhale down the spine and nourish your freedom, your gratitude, your grace as you inhale up the spine. And then as you're ready, rest forward. Turn your head to one side and let your spine rest, let your body rest. So you're lying down, and you can be in crocodile if you like. It's just going to be for a moment. Just lie down and rest. And again, what's your experience? This flow that's happening inside of you, it's the flow of prana, the flow of grace. The flow of that self-guided, intelligent force, the primary and foremost and first manifestation of pure consciousness. Rest in that. Let your back relax. And then as you're ready, press back into a modified child's pose. So you're just stretching through the back a little bit. So you don't want to go from an extension to a flexion right away and just wiggle from side to side, giving yourself a little bit of a lateral stretch. And then come to a comfortable seated position for some pranayama practice. It's really simple, but it's helpful. So we've got all this prana now, this energy, life force moving through the body. And we want to make sure that we include the head in that. Remember that vairagya was really the detaching of the habits of mind that keep us bound up and don't allow us our freedom. So this practice, it's called Viloma, and it's a strong exhale on one side, followed by a strong inhale on the other side. And it's basically between the base of the nose and the center of the forehead is where the action is. But the activator is right here at the abdomen. So all this work that we've done, it's a strong exhale and a strong inhale. So try that. Just, it's like a Bhastrika breath, but do it in slow motion, just 3 times. Just good. So you got it. So you're using the muscles here, both on that powerful exhale and the powerful inhale. But now we're going to double down on that. We're going to make it twice as powerful by closing off one nostril at a time and really working the right nostril so that the exhalation is on the right, the inhale is on the left 3 times. And this then polarizes the nostrils. So what that means is that for a few breaths afterwards, that cleansing continues, that nourishment continues. So we pause and we wait and we allow that to happen before we switch sides. And I would encourage you, if you haven't done this before, to do it in slow motion, just like I just showed you. You can go a little bit faster, but don't let the speed override what you're doing. So sometimes you just go on automatic pilot. Don't do that. Just really know that you're cleansing right here from the center of the forehead. Very powerful action. Okay, so let's do it without further ado. Take a breath in through both sides. Strong exhale on the right. Inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale left. Done. Breathe. The work continues. Soften your gaze, close your eyes, notice what you've done. Between the base of the nose and the center of the mind. Now, we'll do the other side, and this time I won't guide you through each breath. So it's a strong exhale on the left, followed by a strong inhale on the right 3 times. Use the pace of your own breath. And then when you finish, stop and notice. Experience your experience, because this is where it gets powerful. It's not my experience anymore, it's yours. So make it yours. So take a breath in through both nostrils, begin. Release when you're ready and follow the movement of the breath deep into the center of the forehead. Every inhale nourishes, every exhale cleanses. Grace guides the exhalation, and that effortless self-effort guides the inhalation. Now, stretch your legs out straight. Bend your right knee. Lean back onto your right hand so that your tummy gets longer and it turns towards your right. Keep breathing into it. Keep that left leg extended. And once you have a nice full tummy and freedom in the tummy, then walk your back hand up so that your spine is upright. Wrap the left arm around your right leg. Pause here, relax your shoulders, soften your gaze or close your eyes. Look at your spine. So in this rotational position where it's rotated around itself, be aware of the spine. So it holds your houses, that spinal cord, that central nervous system, where often we hold on to those habits of mind or habits of body. So in doing this, we give ourselves freedom to breathe up the spine. As we inhale, we follow it up. As we exhale, follow the movement down the spine. So the inhale, follow up the spine, and the exhale, bring your body awareness down the spine. The inhale moves in deeply. The exhale is that grace, softening the hold of patterns in the central nervous system. Prana is defined in the Yoga Sutras, Secret of the Yoga Sutras, as self-guided intelligent force, the first and foremost manifestation of pure consciousness. Let prana move through the spine, guiding the breath. And experience, don't make it up. Experience what that movement is in any way that you can. In the practice of the Yoga Sutra, in the second book, the Sadhanapada of Yoga Sutra, it says, it defines Ananta in Sutra 247 as the all-pervading intelligence of pure consciousness that is in every nook and cranny of your being. So as prana moves, that intelligent force of prana, the manifestation of consciousness, that Ananta into every space, nourishing and replenishing and supporting and soothing the places where we've closed off this space. And then on your next exhale, release. Inhale deeply and bend both knees and draw your arms around and let your spine be upright. And let that movement of breath and even that more subtle aspect of breath, you're gaining sensitivity to prana. Let it move up the spine as you inhale and down the spine with your awareness as you exhale. So that every part of that space is nourished, replenished, softened where it holds on to habits that no longer serve. And then as you're ready, stretch the right leg out straight, bend the left knee, lean all the way back onto your left and turn left. Let your tummy find its freedom in the turn, in its fullness, and then walk your hand back up so your spine is upright as you wrap the right arm around the left. And again, don't worry about how much you're turning. Turn as much as is comfortable without harming yourself. So you turn a little bit more than maybe you would if you were just being inert, but not so much that you put pressure or tension in the spine. Find that sweet space. And then turn your gaze inward and follow the movement up the spine as you inhale and down the spine as you exhale. In whatever way is your experience, don't make it up, don't visualize. You want it to be real. You want this experience to be real. There's too much that's not real, so make this real for you. If you can only feel it in one space, that's great. If you don't feel it at all, that's okay. Stay present with yourself. Feel what you feel. On your next exhale, turn a little bit more. And on the inhale, release, bend both knees, be upright. Let your spine unwind. And let the breath flow freely. And then on your next exhale, straighten the legs and lean forward as far as you can comfortably without compromising the integrity of your spine. And then as you're ready, come up and lie down to rest in Shavasana. We'll do about a 10 to 12 minute rest pose, and then we'll sit up for some pranayama practice and meditation. So get what you need to be comfortable. If you need something to support your neck, that's always really helpful. And you have used a little bit of body heat, so you may cool down when you rest. So make sure that you can get something comfortable over yourself. You want to be able to completely relax. And once you're there, then see if you can let the floor support you, undoing the way you normally hold yourself. So the body is supported by the floor, and you're supported by that very subtle aspect of the breath. Rest in that grace. That space that is pervaded by consciousness. And then take your hands on your tummy for a minute and breathe here. Just acknowledging the power of the abdomen. Relax your effort. And release your hands to wherever they're comfortable. Bring your awareness to the face. See if you can soften, particularly around the sense organs, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth and jaw, and let the whole head rest. Relax your throat and shoulders down through the arms and fingertips. And from the fingertips, rest particularly the joints at the wrist and elbow and shoulder, back to the throat area. And then do let your heart be supported, the physical heart, supported emotionally, spiritually. Let yourself be supported at the heart space so that you can rest deeply in the heart and be nourished. Let your abdomen soften even further and let your pelvis rest on the floor. And let the legs have freedom through the joints, especially hips and knees, ankles, down to the toes. Resting, releasing the way they hold themselves. And we'll work with the breath, following a flow of awareness through the body, If your breath doesn't keep time with my guidance, follow your breath, follow your experience. So I will guide, but it's really your experience. So trust that, be with that, and we'll flow through different points in the body. Each point getting closer to the crown of the head. But don't shorten your breath or make it longer or anything else. Just use your natural breath. It's yours. It's your experience. So bring your awareness to the toes. And as you inhale, let your inhalation follow the body all the way up to the crown. With your exhale, follow the body awareness all the way down to the toes. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the toes. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the toes. Inhale, crown. Exhale to toes. Inhale to crown. Exhale to toes. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the ankles. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the ankles. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the knees. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the knees. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the pelvic floor, the perineum. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the pelvic floor. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the abdomen. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the abdomen. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the heart. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the heart. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the throat. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the throat. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the center of the forehead. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the center of the forehead. Inhale to the crown. Exhale to the base of the nostrils. Inhale to the center of the forehead. Exhale to the base of the nostrils. Inhale to the center of the forehead. Continue this movement here in this space for three more breaths, exhaling to the nostrils, inhaling to the center of the forehead. When you have finished these three breaths, let your awareness rest in the entire body. Feeling the pulse of the breath, the pulse of prana through the entire body. Rest in that pulse. And then bring your awareness back to the abdominal area and feel the movement of the breath here. Gradually increase the depth of the inhale ever so slightly. The length of the exhale, ever so slightly. Letting your body prepare for movement. And then wiggle your hands and your feet, your fingers and your toes. And roll over onto your side. Rest there for just a moment. Ishvara Pranidhana, really living in the faith that we are loved unconditionally, that it surrounds us, that it's inside of us, that it's everywhere, in every nook and cranny of our being, in every particle and space there is in the universe. Unconditional love is the pulse of creation. Pure consciousness. And come up to a comfortable seated position as you're ready. take your time. Make sure that you are comfortable and can sit here for about 12 to 14 minutes. Once you find your comfortable and steady seat, then make sure you're breathing diaphragmatically. So the abdomen is still involved in your breathing. Now, as you exhale, scan your spine again all the way down to the tailbone, the root. And as you inhale, scan all the way up. Make sure if you have any places that are stiff, perhaps you can soften them without collapsing. And if you have places that are already collapsed, make sure that you breathe here and give a little bit more effort into not collapsing, but not making yourself stiff either. So even in your seated position, there's a really beautiful balance of self-effort and grace. And once you have that, then take your awareness to the breath as it moves through the nostrils. The inhale is nourishing, supportive, kind. The exhale, again, it's grace that loosens the grip, vairagya, detaching from the habits of mind that cause us suffering or sorrow, that cause us to look outward for confirmation of that suffering or sorrow. So loosen the grip of that. With each exhale and with each inhale, nourish the mind. Nourish yourself. With kindness, with compassion, with patience, whatever it is you need. And now rest your awareness right at the center of the forehead. Just two or three breaths here so that you're really aware of the space at the center of the forehead. We'll be doing a practice called Nadi Shodhana, which is channel purification, which means we're just going to clear out some of the underlying causes of our grief or our sorrow, our loss, our fear, our anguish, our anger. So it works on a subtle level. It works through these channels that we've experienced, this flow of prana shakti, this flow of grace. As we clear out the right channel, the Pingala Nadi, we actually clear everything on the right, all the channels that move through the right side. And as we clear the left side, we clear all the channels. So it's a very powerful process. We'll do a practice. It's very similar to what we did in Viloma, where we exhale one side and inhale the other. That gives the body, mind, the energy, time to complete the clearing process, to anchor it and complete it. So then we wait a few breaths in between to allow that process to continue, and then we do the other side. So it's a very simple pattern of three exhales on one side, three inhales on the other, and then we wait. If you already are familiar with the pattern that's in Vishoka meditation, then go ahead and do that. But if you're not familiar with that, then do this practice. It is a slight modification of the practice that's in Vishoka. And it's very, very powerful in and of itself. And both of them are. This is pattern one, that's pattern two. So, and then if you're not familiar with it and you want to become familiar with it, I would encourage you to take the Vishoka meditation course that is offered and read the book. And so for now, we'll do pattern one, Nadi Shodhana, channel cleansing, and I'll guide you through it. So if your breath doesn't match with mine, that's okay. Follow your breath. Trust your breath. and follow along. You already know it's three exhales, three inhales. So, and it's from the center of the forehead, the exhale moves out through the base of the nostril, whatever side you're using. And then the inhale moves from the base of the nostril to the center of the forehead. So take a moment, close your eyes or soften your gaze, and just feel the movement of the air, the breath through your nostrils, the coolness on the inhale. And notice how long you can feel that, how long you become sensitive to that. And then as you exhale, where that exhalation begins for you and how it feels. What's your experience of the exhale? And then as you're ready, inhale through both nostrils, close the left nostril, exhale right. Switch, inhale left. Switch, exhale right. Switch, inhale left. Switch, exhale right. Switch, inhale left. Release your hand. Follow the breath. Now we'll do just the opposite, exhaling left three times, inhaling right three times. As you're ready, inhale through both nostrils. Close the right, exhale left. Switch, inhale right. Switch, exhale left. Switch, inhale right. Switch, exhale left. Switch, inhale right. Release the hands. Let the process continue. This not only clears the flow of prana, but it also sensitizes you to the flow of prana. It's a very strong and powerful space between the base of the nostrils and the center of the mind. So now that you're more sensitive to the flow of prana, we'll listen to the sound of that flow in this practice called Soham Pranayama or Soham Meditation. And in this practice, so is heard, the entire inhalation, and hum is heard, the entire exhalation. So there's no break at all, just like there's no break, we practice a seamless breath. The sound, so hum, is seamless. The O ends in hum, the M ends in so. So there's a constant flow of awareness of the sound of the breath, just as there's a constant stream of the breath with no interruption. Many of us have practiced articulating the sound, so hum, this is not really articulating the sound. It's listening to it. And at first it may be necessary to mentally have the sound, but even that fades away after a while, and we actually just pay attention to the sound itself that the breath makes, or the flow of prana makes through the nostrils. So again, on the inhale, it's And then on the exhale, immediately following is and there's no break in the sound itself, and there's no break in the movement of the breath. So in order to help us not articulate the sound, it's really nice to, if your teeth can rest just lightly touching each other, and the tongue, the tip of the tongue rests at the upper palate area where the hard palate meets the front teeth. And then you're less likely to use your tongue to articulate the sound, and can pay more attention to the sound, the vibration of the breath itself. But don't effort too hard in this. If you're used to hearing the sound mentally, then do that. And then the other thing is that before we start, all that grace that's inside of you, that's within you, invoke that divine grace now. That it's not only within you, it really surrounds you. There's a depth of grace that we live in, that the body is part of. And we want to invoke that grace that we live in, that surrounds us, that protects us, that guides us. So before we start, just invoke that internal grace to surround you, to be present in your awareness. And soften your gaze or close your eyes. And if it's helpful, then let your teeth come together softly, your tongue rest at the teeth line, upper palate. And feel the breath, experience the breath moving in and out through the nostrils to the center of the mind, and from the center of the mind out through the nostrils. And listen then for that unbroken sound of the breath. So on the inhale, and hum on the exhale. Listen without articulating. And as you're ready, bring your hands to your heart. Finding that grit, that self-effort balanced with grace, allows gratitude to be reestablished in your heart. Let yourself be nourished by that gratitude. By that grace, and by your own self-effort. And then cover your eyes with the palms of your hands. So you open your eyes to your palms. And remind yourself that that gratitude is there for the world as well. Release your hands as you're ready. And I thank you all for joining me today and wish you all great grace, great gratitude, and great grit in your life. Thank you.